This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I am your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, aka Mental Illness from TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, a little bit more Twitter, YouTube, as of course, and in podcast form as well. If this is the first time tuning in, I am a diagnosed narcissist. I have narcissistic personality disorder. It is my cross to bear. I've been in therapy for the last 4 years, y'all, almost 4 years. October of 2017 is when I first started going through therapy. I'm in psychotherapy. If you want asking questions, what type of therapy that I'm in is psychotherapy. The point of this page and the point of my platform on TikTok, which is almost 500,000 people, Instagram and everywhere else, is to bring awareness to personality disorders and other mental health issues, and they also in the process validate the victims and survivors of this, you know, the abuse and things like that that people suffer from. Today's episode is going to be about differently in public. It's going to be about how me being a narcissist, how I used to notice that my wife would act differently in public than she would at home and things like that. And let me preface this by saying I'm going to lead off by saying that she acted differently because I am, in fact, a narcissist, and I made her uncomfortable at home and in other places as well. So she couldn't be herself around me. I'm going to lead with that. So I know I posted a video similar to this on TikTok, and it went viral, has almost 3 million views on it. About this situation, and people kept commenting saying, oh, because she didn't feel comfortable around you. I'm like, duh, I said it in the video. So I'm saying it up front. She did not feel comfortable around me. So let's get into it now. So when I was, like I said, when we would go out, when me and my wife would go out to places and events and stuff like that, it would be around family and friends and different things like that. She would always act different. Like, she would be out in public having fun, acting fun, being all smiley and happy and stuff like that, and enjoying herself, cracking jokes. People loved her, y'all. People, like, absolutely loved her. And I would be watching her from a distance. I'm like, okay. Or not so much from a distance all the time. I would be just watching her and just noticing her. I was like, okay, cool. And when we get home, I would ask her about this. Like, so why are you so different in public than you are at home? And she would never get a chance to answer, so because we would get into a huge argument. It would be an argument, you know. I used to hate that. We'd be out. I was like, you act so differently out in public. You're so fun. You're having you get all this attention and stuff like that. And when we come home, I get the unenergetic, you know, short answers, no fun, no nothing. You know, I get that person. It used to annoy me. She never answered. She could never answer the question because we would get into an argument about that. And it would just be, sometimes it would end in a silent treatment or rage explosions and stuff like that. I've never been physically violent. Let me go ahead and preface that, say that too. Never put my hands on her. But we get into arguments over that type of stuff, and like, it would annoy me. And like, literally it would annoy me so much. Like, when we come home, I was building up the anger while we were at the event, but I wouldn't let other people see me angry. I would be happy and smiling at other people's faces. But cause I knew as soon as we got home or the car ride home or something like that, I was going to bring this up. And so many people in my comment sections on TikTok and Instagram agree with this. And that's why I went viral, because so many people shared it. I think it has like 14,000 shares right now, because people have been sharing it because they resonated with it. Men and women alike. You know, and they were just saying, they're like, yeah, I always felt more comfortable being out in the crowd or whatever. I could never be myself at home because I was walking on eggshells. I didn't know what would set him or her off. I would never voice my opinion. I would just keep quiet or whatnot. And I didn't feel like myself. Like, I used to love going out to different places because I could be myself. I could actually be myself in the environment. I could felt comfortable around other people because I know the person I was with, they care about their image so much that they wouldn't embarrass me. Some of them, some of them will embarrass you in public. They don't care. But like, they care about the image so much that they want to see us argue in front of people. So I knew I could do what I wanted to do. I could be who I wanted to be. But I knew as soon as I was going to pay for it when I got home. And that, you know, and that resonated so much with people. And the reason behind it, y'all, because, like, you know, of course, it's the reason behind, because I am a narcissist. It's the reason behind it because, like, narcissists spend so much time devaluing you and making you feel like you're not yourself. So you, the longer you're in a relationship with a narcissist or a possible narcissist or a toxic person, whatever y'all want to put it, you don't have to put a title on it to know that you're unhappy. The longer you spend in a relationship like this, the more you start to lose yourself, and the more you start to kind of lose, you look in the mirror, you don't recognize yourself anymore, and things like that. And it's because like you with the person that makes you feel like you can't be yourself. In the beginning of the relationship, you feel like you can be yourself. In the beginning of the relationship, you definitely felt like you could be yourself. You could be fun. You met your person. But I tell people this all the time. The same things that attract the narcissist will resent towards you later. They will resent it, and they will try to take that stuff away from you. So if you're happy and energetic and playful when you meet the narcissist, they will hone in on it and make you less happy, less playful, less energetic. They'll make you a shell of your former self. If you're really, really pretty, or you are extremely handsome when you meet the narcissist, they'll make sure you gain weight. No more gym. Why are you putting makeup on? Why are you wearing a tight shirt? Why are you wearing those gray sweatpants? Be the joke, y'all. Why are you doing this? They'll take that away from you. They don't want people to see you like that. They don't want people to see you in that state because you're more attractive than they are. So the same things that attract a narcissist, they will take away from you eventually. They will try to strip you of that. They will try to strip you of your identity because, we as narcissists, we don't really have an identity of our own. So we try to mirror that in other people. And when we mirror it, we mirror other people's stuff. We want to make it our own. So we take it away from you. So you no longer do that type of stuff. So the same situation would arrive with my wife because, if you ever meet her or whatever, she's going to do a live here pretty soon. You'll see she's like fun, energetic, she's playful, she's the funniest woman I've ever met. I tell her that all the time, she's just funny. We can vibe, we can have intellectual conversations and things of that nature. So when we were out with her friends and stuff like that, or just to be in a bigger group, she would be that person again. That person that I first met or whatever, she would be that person again. But when we came home, boy, argument. Like, why are you doing this? Like, why are you so different around everybody else? It turns into an argument. I know people can resonate with that. And I didn't realize why she was doing it because I was a narcissist. I still am. I didn't realize why she was doing this. I couldn't understand why she wouldn't feel comfortable around me, because I didn't think I was doing anything wrong to her. I was just being myself, and that was stripping her. Being myself was stripping her of her identity. And nowadays I think back about it, I'm like, hate it. It just makes me uncomfortable thinking about it like that. Yeah, so I'm making amends for the rest of my life to try to help other people in this situation, to feel better about themselves. Let you know it's not you. Like, sometimes the narcissist, the insecurities in the narcissist will present themselves in different ways. Like, at home, they're a different person. I tell people this all the time. The person closest to the narcissist is going to get treated the worst. So if you are out and about, this does not even have to do with intimate relationships, y'all. This can be your dad, your mom, your kids, your brother, your sister, your cousin, your best friend, your boss. They're going to treat you differently. They're going to wonder why you act differently around other people than you do around them. And the boss, being a narcissistic boss, that dynamic is going to be different anyway. But because people are going to act differently around you anyway because you're the supervisor, because you're the boss, the CEO, or whatever. They're going to act differently around you regardless. So that dynamic kind of plays itself out, narcissist or not. But in other situations, if you go out differently, everybody's acting different. If you might be the problem. If you're a narcissist watching this, or somebody that's called you a narcissist, you're watching this video, and they act differently, they act more energetic and fun, and they feel like they can be themselves not being around you, or because you make them uncomfortable. You make your insecurities make them uncomfortable. Your narcissism, possible narcissism, makes them uncomfortable. So they cannot be themselves around you. You have stripped them of their identity. And it might be a tough pill to swallow, but you have. If you're going to try to get that person back, you need to work on that and stop making them feel so insecure, like they can't voice their opinion, like they are constantly walking on eggshells, like they are constantly having to skate around the issue, like they don't, they're constantly waiting on you to explode on them or leave them or get them the silent treatment or something like that. They're constantly waiting on that. They're constantly not feeling safe around you or not constantly feeling secure around you. And I've been in that situation before. I'm still trying to earn that back for my wife now. I'm working every day to try to earn that back. Because I want her to be able to be herself around me. And yesterday we went out, and she was dancing and hanging with her friends. And I was smiling. I was holding the baby. I was smiling. Look, I'm working. I was proud of myself because I'm putting the work in. I was putting the work in. I just let her dance and smile and be happy. And then guess what? We got home. She was still dancing and smiling and being happy. And that made me proud of myself because I can see the work reflected. I can see the work that I'm putting in reflecting on my life and the outcomes of my life. So I can be proud of that. Y'all can judge me how you want to, but I'm actually proud of that. That she feels like she can be herself and dance and be playful. And I get the same person outside and I can do as I do in the house. And I was happy about that. It was little small victories for me. I'll take those small victories every day. But yeah, so if y'all all hearing these situations and like you're not feeling comfortable around your partner or your roommate or somebody else, if you got to get out the house, do you feel like yourself, or you have to be around other people or bigger groups of people to feel like more of yourself, then that's what you have to do sometimes. Like, you might be dealing with a toxic narcissist or something else, something, you know, darker, something less, somebody with narcissistic traits. I know that everybody is not a narcissist. Like, y'all be killing me with that. Like, I get it. Everybody is not a narcissist, but sometimes they are. Good God, y'all be killing me. You're just giving women excuses to treat men bad. Like, no, if you are out here treating women terribly or men terribly, and my videos resonate with them and make them call you out or make them feel more comfortable or give them an explanation to why they feel differently to make them feel less crazy, you might be a narcissistic piece of S. Get better. Do better. Go to therapy. Work on your issues. Work your issues out in therapy, not on your partner, not on your kids, not on your parents, not on your coworkers, not on your friends, not on your students. Work on it. Not on your online friends, not on your platform, not on your people who you bully online and stuff like that. Working your issues out in therapy, not on your people who care about you. You know, that's why I said I get to that point where I'm telling you, I used to like literally loathe that. This would be one of our main arguments. And I know that, like I said, let me cover this point too. I know that narcissists act differently in public than they do at home, but it's typically, you know, to treat you worse. They treat everybody else like, you know, like a shining star, but they get home or whatever, and they treat you terribly because, it's like I said, the closest person to a narcissist gets the worst of them, gets the insecurities of them. And this is why, too, though, because I keep saying that. I need to explain a little bit more. So the closest person to a narcissist gets treated the worst because you become the person that can do the most harm to their narcissist. Like, you are the person that has the most power over that narcissist. So they treat you the worst. They keep you, you know, even though they act like they love and care about you, or they, you know, you're in a relationship with them and married to them, have kids with them, they also keep you at arm's length. And make sure they make sure they always have secrets and stuff as well. Because, like, I get that a lot. People say they spent 12, 13, 14, 20 years with a person and don't know who they really are. Like, they know everything about me, but I don't know hardly anything about them. Like, it's just weird. This is a weird relationship dynamic. I can't even talk today because today is Father's Day. And today's also my anniversary. So I got married 6 years ago today, and Father's Day today, too. So my kids and my wife, everybody's here. So, yeah, today is a good day, you know. But we have to be, like I said, we have to be better, we have to be bigger, we have to be stronger to continue to move forward with our lives. So if you're out here not feeling comfortable, not being able to be yourself, you might be dealing with a narcissist. Like, if you feel like when you go out, like, you're going to have, like, if you feel like when you go out, you're going to get punished when you get home, you might be dealing with a narcissist. I'm just telling you, it's not funny, but I just know how it is. If you feel like somebody is stealing your identity, or feel like they are totally, like, controlling you, if it doesn't feel like love, feels more like possession and ownership, then you might be dealing with a controlling narcissist. If they tell you get rid of all your friends of the opposite sex, you're dealing with somebody controlling and really very, very manipulative. So you might need to, like, I'm telling you, like, it seems like it's cute and protective or whatever. Like, I need you to get rid of, I'm about to tell my wife, like, I need you to get rid of all your friends that are men. That's very controlling. If you told your husband, like, I need you to get rid of all your female friends. I don't like that. It makes me uncomfortable. That's trust issues. That's insecurities, or could it could be projection because they might be cheating on you. Well, look into that as well, because I see that a lot too. Like, you know what, the things that narcissists accuse you of are things that they're actually doing, which could be true. They could actually be doing that. You know, they could actually be accusing you of stuff that they are actually doing. But a lot of times, the narcissist is accusing you of their biggest insecurities. So they're telling you their biggest insecurities. They're telling you their biggest weapons. Or they're constantly accusing you of cheating on them. That's that problem. It could be that biggest fear in life. So if you cheat on them, you will break them. They tell on themselves a lot, y'all. Like, I differentiate between, I bounce back and forth between they and we, because like the real, real toxic stuff, I don't want to associate with. You know, I associate with being a narcissist, but like when I say the toxic stuff, I'm trying to get out of doing that stuff. So, you know, I don't want to associate with the terrible, terrible bad narcissists. I want to associate with the ones that are in therapy and getting work in. The self-aware ones. There are more self-aware narcissists out there than me. Y'all just see me out here talking about this, but there are a lot more self-aware narcissists out there than me. And I know people keep saying, like, a self-aware narcissist is a contradiction in and of itself, because being a narcissist means you don't have any kind of awareness. Like, what if you're diagnosed? Wouldn't a diagnosed person know, be aware of what they are? Hey, you have narcissistic personality disorder. You're aware now. I am, aren't I? But I thought you couldn't be a narcissist and be aware of it. You're diagnosed now, so are you not aware of it? Yeah, you see how that works right there? But anyway, y'all, it's Father's Day. Like I said, it's my anniversary, so I have to get out of here. I have to cut this thing short today so I can go out here and not get in trouble with the family, with my kids, like everybody here. So I thank y'all so much for tuning in. If you need a one-on-one, you know, I do them over Zoom. The link is in my bio on my TikTok. The link is in my bio on my Instagram. The link is in every description and every video, I think, in the Narcissist Code series so far. But again, y'all, thank y'all so much for tuning in. I really, really appreciate the love and support. I really, really do, y'all. Leave comments in the comment section for the next episode suggestions or whatnot. I'll film another one tomorrow. Thank y'all so much. Mental Illness is out. Peace.